The number of people that were listening in on this phone call, it's incredible how many people. You think our president's talking to their president, you got all these people listening in, and if they are listening in, shut up about it.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas, let's get to it. Thursday, December 12th, 2019. Welcome to day 1057.
You know, the president is talking frankly with another president. You know, he's going to make comments. He, in that call, he made some disparaging comments relative to another important ally of ours, Germany, and Angela Merkel. It's not particularly helpful to have them say, our president saying something like, well, they'll give you lip service about coming to your defense and giving you aid, but they really won't be there for you. We will be here, you know, talking about how important the United States is and an ally.
After more than 8 hours of impeachment debate, the House Judiciary Committee still has yet to vote on whether to approve articles of impeachment against Trump. Lawmakers have been sparring at length over the two articles, including over an amendment to remove charging Trump with abuse of power, as well as hours of debate on amendments proposed by the Republicans, which are intended to gut the impeachment resolution. The panel, however, is expected to eventually vote along party lines later today to approve both articles of impeachment against Trump. One charge, that Trump abused the powers of his office by pressuring Ukraine to announce investigations into his political rivals while withholding U.S. security aid and a White House meeting, and a second charge of obstruction of Congress for his refusal to cooperate with the impeachment inquiry into his conduct and for his failure to respond to congressional subpoenas. Trump would become the fourth president in American history to face impeachment by the House for, quote, high crimes and misdemeanors, end quote. Once the judiciary votes, the full House is then expected to debate and vote on the articles next week, with a trial set to begin in the Senate in early 2020, around 10 months before the next election. Senate Republicans, meanwhile, are pushing for a short impeachment trial, which would include calling zero witnesses. The plan contradicts Trump's desire to stage a more theatrical trial with a public defense of his conduct by calling, quote, a lot of witnesses, end quote, including Joe and Hunter Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and the anonymous whistleblower whose complaint about Trump's July 25th call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky served as the catalyst for the impeachment inquiry. Mitch McConnell is also expected to hold a final vote to acquit Trump instead of holding a vote on dismissing the articles of impeachment. The White House Office of Management and Budget, meanwhile, claimed in a new memo that it withheld U.S. military aid to Ukraine as a temporary exploratory measure, not as part of a political effort to override Congress's appropriation of the money. The OMB memo asserts that the office withheld the aid as a way of studying whether the spending complied with U.S. policy. The new memo says OMB extended the hold on the aid 8 times in August and September until finally releasing the aid almost immediately after the last hold on September 10th. Moving on, one of Rudy Giuliani's associates received $1 million from a Russian account in September, a month before he was charged with conspiring to funnel foreign money into U.S. elections. Lev Parnas spent most of that money on, quote, personal expenses and to purchase a home, end quote, according to a court filing. The money, deposited into an account in Parnas' wife's name, came during the same month that Parnas and his partner Igor Fruman received the first request for documents from the congressional committees investigating the Trump administration's actions in Ukraine. Federal prosecutors asked a judge to jail Parnas for understating his income and his assets. Prosecutors also said that in the past 3 years, Parnas has received more than $1.5 million from Ukrainian and Russian sources. And finally, Trump sent more than 100 tweets and retweets insisting that he committed, quote, no crime, end quote, and, quote, did nothing wrong, end quote, all while calling the impeachment inquiry crazy. Trump also took time to promote Mar-a-Lago's opening for the season, proclaiming, quote, I will be there in 2 weeks, the Southern White House. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.
So they're going to apparently impeach the president and at the same time pass the USMCA. It's unfortunate it takes impeaching a president to pass it, but I'm really happy that we're impeaching it, because that we are passing USMCA, because that's really good for the country. And I yield back, Mr. Chairman.
The general yields back before he gets into too much trouble.